Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we are totally grateful. Now, tonight's topic is the release. And so we're going to talk about the word release and all of that good stuff. But I want to thank my sponsors. I always take the time out and thank them first. I want to thank Elder Cornelia Brown, who is a business coach, also a travel ambassador with iBoomerang. And you can visit her at www.wildearthsparkles.iBoomerang.com. And iBoomerang is actually iBoomerang.com. And I'm telling you, they are giving people savings like no other. I saw a post she had today that's giving people like up to 10% guaranteed savings. So hey, you can't beat it. And she's giving you a free portal. So check her out. Check out her site or give her a call at 404-786-0873. We have Afographics, who does all of our photography and graphic work here at On Fire to Inspire. And you can go out and look at some of their work at their site at Afographics. That's www.aphographics.pixieset.com. And that's pixieset.com. And you can reach out to them for any of your graphic needs. So anything you see, flyers, business cards, anything you need from that, you can give them a call at 706-489-6416. Or you can visit their Facebook business page. Vodiology will take care of your jingles, your commercials, your infomercials. Vodiology actually wrote and did the music for the new song that you heard as we entered the show. That's a new jingle. And it's sang by yours truly that's coming on. Not yours truly, but our special songbird coming on as our guest tonight. And Vodiology can be contacted at 706-873-1519. And they are V, and then the word audio, and then L-O-G-Y. So give them a call for any of your jingle, infomercial, or commercial needs. And then Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta, where aftercare matters most. Contact for your free consultation. Contact them at 470-298-2630. And finally, if you hadn't already got your copy, y'all, go ahead and get my ebook, The 21-Day Mind Detox. You take a page a day and just feed on it, let it minister to you, and just shift your mindset, because it's time for us to get some things done. Yes, we are toward the last quarter. We're in the last quarter of 2019, but there are some things that need to be done before 2019 ends. So I don't want you to put it off until 2020. I want you to get started now. So thank you so much to all of our sponsors. Go out and visit their pages. They all have Facebook business pages. But let's talk about the word release, and then we're going to bring our guest on. The word release is defined as, and guys, go ahead and share this broadcast for me, please. The word release is defined as to allow or enable to escape confinement, to set free. Another definition was to allow something to move, act, or flow freely. Then some of the synonyms was free, let go, set, let free, let or turn loose, liberty and deliver. So it's time for some of you all to release that which God has birthed on the inside of you. So there are some things that's just been, you've been pregnant for too long. Y'all know I got that piece that I wrote on the Friday Inspired, the book called Pregnant with Purpose. But some of you have been pregnant for too long, and it's time to release these things. And I'm so excited about the release that Deidre allowed to happen for her. She no longer held on to this baby. She said, hey, got to get it done. This is what God is calling me to do. And so we're going to bring her on now. Welcome back to On Fire to Inspire, Ms. Deidre. How are you this great evening? Oh, hold on, y'all.
Blessings to you.
Blessings.
How are you?
Great. Now, so we have the On Fire to Inspire listeners with us, and we want to welcome you back to On Fire to Inspire. You have had a lot happen since we talked to you last month. So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Interview, telling everybody to keep your eyes open and to stay tuned for the release of my EP, which is entitled And so the release date was August the 14th, amen, and which was a very special day for myself. That was the day I celebrated my anniversary with my husband, and so I thought it was special to go to that day. And we were just excited when we began to see the news and the emails and the information and all the messages coming through that the music had been released on all music outlets, both in the country and out of the country. That is why when he says he's going to make your name great, he's going to do awesome things. He does just that. He don't have stuff. He does it. And he does it in totality. And so, yes, we are celebrating. We have released the EP. This is me. It has four tracks on it. Amen.
It's
a complete project. We are still working to complete the project. However, the EP is on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Kidal, Amazon, Google Play. It's even being played over in London right now. I have some people countries and who are playing it out of the country. So I'm just like, God has just really wowed me. And you know, you hear the statement all the time that God never does anything else, he's already done enough. I'm so grateful. I'm not in awe. I'm not somebody taking things that is really happening. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what we have had happen. And it's really taking me out to the great response. It's getting great acknowledgement and recognition. And it's such a blessing.
Amen. I'm telling you, we just spoke to you at the end of last month. Because we launched the actual new release of our jingle, On Fire to Inspire, the jingle. And so I'm so grateful that Vodiology and you teamed up to do that project. You know, it's one thing to ask for a project or, you know, look for something, but it's a whole nother thing when you say they blew your mind, they wowed you. So kudos to you with that project because you just really blew the top off of it.
That is awesome. I wanted to do something that could relate to the people, that the people could relate to. By no means, I would not want to be confused by it, but I am a Christian, and I believe in God, and the music that I have written and the music that I'm working on is God inspired. And so, one of the things I know about Jesus is that he wants the people And what happened is, yeah, there it is. second. So I love the song "To Do or Die." That is the first song I ever wrote. Talked to a couple of my friends in Spanish, and it just kind of took off from there. Since then, I've been writing.
Amen. So we're going to listen to "This Is Me." Tell us about how you chose which one of the three, because I want you to be able to tell me how you got it. That is This Is Me. Oh my God, I absolutely love it.
Thank
wow.
You so much, man. That song is really personal. In fact, actually, I'm saying the only one that I'm reading people are working on right out there, but just an opportunity to be able to write for some people who are already known and out there. Thank you so much. I'm going to just say nice now. Thank you so much. One thing I've learned is everything ain't for sale. Something you need to be able to fight on. And so she wanted that song, and I told her, I said, you can't have that one. That's the first thing. And if you want me to write for you, show me up right there. But that particular one was personal. That was my relief. That was me just letting go and being who I am without allowing people to be in the box. No longer will I be the box. No longer will I be confined to what people think that I should be to satisfy what they're not. Help me hold those.
Wow. You know, it's such a beautiful sound. And like Evangelist just said, it's just beautiful. And so, guys, you can actually go out. Hi, everybody that's joining us. You can go out and actually purchase her EP instead of a single. There are 3 songs on it. And you can go out and get it on any of your online outlets. So, CD Baby, iTunes, name some more. You got a whole bunch.
So, you know, I know, right? So, some of them I didn't even realize had to be loaded to. I was just like, So, you got CD Baby, the iTunes for your iPhone and your Apple and your Mac music for your Android music. You got Google Play, you got Spotify, you got Sound, which is one of them I didn't even realize. There are songs that I can't even pronounce, some that I didn't know that existed. And again, like I said, maybe 2 days after the release, me and my management team, we got notice from some people in London, Great Britain, letting us know and informing us that the music has been playing and is circulating and we're getting purchased over in London. Can you say passport, please?
Hallelujah. Yeah. Two people said Spotify. Infographics were able to capture on all of your publicity and your media posting. Oh my God, it's such personality. I'm like, I love it.
Listen, I thought I said I've been in that box way too long. I'm not going back there. I'm not gonna be the group. I agree with you. You're not gonna rub the lamp or let me out when you want to. No man, no ham, no cheese, as my cousin would say, no turkey. I'm out the box now. There's no putting me back in there. So I think I've always had that personality. You know, listening to others and listening to what people thought or felt like I should be, I kind of closed myself up and I kept on talking. But maybe once I got a look in the mirror and God was going to show me who I was, no more box me. So that personality just came in. And the team over at Infographics, they're just awesome. They're just really best as well. So they always show up. They always make the pictures come to life. And the work that they're doing along with ideology to get things going and get things rolling has just been awesome. And so grateful to God for them, for their expertise, for their guidance, for their tutelage, for their mentorship. It's been wonderful.
But I would see them pick those pictures, and I'm like, you know, I'm seeing the new flyers each time, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I love each and every one of them. You're doing something different, And even with the one you have for the On Fire to Inspire jingle, it was like, that doesn't look like you.
I know, he did that, you know. I think I've always been kind of jazzy. I love to be a dresser. My mother was a dresser. She made sure she just dressed the head. So I think I just kind of picked that up from her. So it's been kind of fun just being who I am and capturing it on film as well. So it's been a blessing. It really has brought things together over the April Graphics and the team over there. It's been awesome.
Amen, amen. So out of the three songs, we were able to get the poll, and everybody was like, play This Is Me. That was the one that got the most votes. You had votes on all, but this one got the most votes. Now tell me, which one are you most partial to?
I have a little comment. It's really hard to say. And the reason why I feel it's hard to say, hey, how you guys doing? How you doing with me anymore? It's really hard to say because each and every one of them, again, are a release of my testimony. This is me, this is me. I'm a star. It's letting people know, hey, you know, you have to, people don't define you being a star.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. It's all about how you see yourself when you look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, wait a minute. You forget, I'm a star too. Like, hey, don't count me out.
Right.
And then Amazing is just about how, where he brought me from, where I used to be and where I am now and where he's taken me. So, oh goodness, if I was, oh man, I can't say, I don't know. I'm partial to all of them. If I had to choose, I think the one that stands out the most to me, as it relates to my vocal ability, as it relates to me itself, I'm going to go ahead and put a step on it and say, Scar, I'm a star. Because I listen to people tell me I wasn't good enough for years. I listen to people tell me I would never make it. I listen to people tell me I was living a fairy tale, that I was living a dream, to chill at the clouds, you don't pick apart, you don't look apart. And just in case any of them are watching, I'm not trying to boast, but I am the boss. I'm serious. I'm not being conceited, but I am convinced of who I am now. Nobody can take me back to that place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you don't have to think I'm a star. God says I am. The Bible says, let every man be a liar. Let God be the judge. And if you allow him to judge you and be the one who calls you, qualifies, justifies you, listen, the name tends to matter.
That's right.
And so
I think
the message, and all three of them were awesome, but I'm a star really tells the people, listen, there's a star in you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a star in you. Call for the camera. Everybody get in your places, please, because it's about a star is in there. You know, and if you look at yourself like that, if you see yourself as the star that you are, and I ain't trying to preach, but the Bible declares that and Jesus says, now come and let us make man in our image.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look in the mirror, I'm God.
Mm-hmm.
And God is the biggest star of all. So if you feel me in the dead part, I'm a star.
You better say that. Yes, you are. And you know, when we come into the understanding of our identity, is that oneness with him, girl, oh my goodness. So yes, you can look in that mirror and say, I'm a star.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Oh my God, yes, I do.
And I believe it with my whole heart. And nobody can stop, and nobody can change that. It's like, you know, I always try, like I said, because people want validation. They want to be accepted. They want to be noticed. I mean, as much as people try to care, I don't care what other people think about me. You should, because if you didn't care what people thought about you, Adam and Eve should be going around and God even at his death. He told them to be fruitful and multiply for a reason, because we needed to companionship, to companionship, to connection, to fellowship with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to have that acceptance. But if you never get it, that should give you an outcome.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If they never validate you, if they never, it's okay. Because God has done it for me. So, just, you know, I'm just thankful. I don't know. I'm always just trying to fight back with you because I'm really just keeping it and overturning.
Mm-hmm.
And all God is, you know, when my dream comes true, thought I was too old. I thought it was never going to happen. I thought that it couldn't happen. But God is showing me delays are not denials.
Yes,
yes. Delays are not denials. Ooh, girl. You can do it. Whenever it is, I want to inspire somebody. Whenever it is out there. Whenever it is that you desire. Whenever it is that your heart desires. Whenever it is that God has faith inside of you. But you want to release it. Because somebody is going to get the kid to go. Somebody's future is depending on your release. And you just let it go. And I just refuse to hold. I'm going to release it. I'm going to let it all hang out. Amen.
Amen, amen. So as you're joining us, we've had several join us. Hi, everybody. This is On Fire Inspire with Major Norvette. And I tell you that this EP is going to be a blessing to so many. And so as you listen to the words of that song, that's her testimony. But it's also a testament to you that you are as well. Like she said, her favorite part was I'm a star. Because she's telling you that you are a star. She's not boasting and bragging that she is, but she understands her identity, and she's reminding you that you are too. So y'all make sure you go out and get that. Her title of her EP is called This Is It. We just played it. This Is Me. I'm sorry. I'm saying This Is It. This Is Me.
I'm not going to get it too. This Is It. Yes. I'm not going to get it. You said my title.
This Is Me, and I'm just so full and happy for you and excited for you and proud of you. Because like you said, so many people, when people begin keep telling you the same thing over and over, sometimes there's a portion of your brain that try to take that on. But you said, you know what, let me take that off because I come into a trueness and of who I really am. I come into a oneness with my Father. And so if my Father says I'm this, he can't make anything less than himself. He can't make any jump. So, girl, you have blessed so many with these songs. Y'all, please go out and support her EP, This Is Me. I'm telling you, y'all got to go out. Now, name some of the outlets again. They can go get it.
Okay, so, the outlets that you can find it on, so those are coming on and those are listening. You can catch it on, click chat, share. You can download it off of CD Baby. You can download it off of Spotify. You can listen on to Dow, Google Play. I believe it's available on Amazon. I do also believe I'm also on iTunes. I'm also on YouTube. I don't know if I've missed anything. I can't remember. All of those, you know, like I said, it's come over. Those are your main ones. You got YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, to Dow, Google Play, and Amazon. Excuse me, and they're circulating, they're running, they are playing on all of it. You could purchase it, excuse me, on eBay. You can purchase the whole EP for $4.99 to support. And if you want to just individual song that you write, each individual song is $4.99 to write. I just said the ball game, just purchase the whole EP because it's awesome. Support you girls. I'm so grateful. What God has genuinely to do. I want everybody to stay tuned as we are working. Oh, yeah, Spotify and everybody to stay tuned for upcoming dates as we are working along with our management team to get the rest of the album requirements. It's actually completely written, but we record these songs as we can. And we want to put them in probation. We want to put them out there. And so we're working on completing the old album so that you can just continue to learn about me.
Amen. Amen. Well, I commend you again. Congratulations on what you've done, because you are helping somebody else birth what's on the inside of them by you releasing. You're not being selfish and holding on anymore. You're releasing what God has placed on the inside of you, and you're helping others do the same.
Thank you so much. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to release it here, for you giving me the platform. You know, the reality is that people just don't want to see you do it. It's beyond me. I've never really seen anything like it, but I'm coming to the reality that people are fine with you being where you are, and they're okay with you not advancing. I don't know where that mentality comes from, but God wants us all to have life and have it more abundantly. I shouldn't have to die. and go to heaven. To live in my abundance. Have you ever heard this special message? There ain't no fun if the homie can't have no. Once y'all know food. I want to see everybody committed to elevated. Amen. But we sad because we don't live in that. We don't live in that time where everybody wants to see everybody elevated. And so you got to just go out there and do you, bro. Period. What is it? What they say? Period, bro. They don't think they got it. Do you. That's what I'm gonna do.
You know what? It's time out for us trying to be like everybody else when God made us unique, right?
Yeah.
It is time. I'm so happy again for you. So you got some other stuff coming up. What you got coming up tonight?
All right. So I'm going to double tonight. So for everybody listening, tonight, 10 o'clock. With none other than Christina Lockett, her radio show, A Message of Hope, which is so ironic that that's never a show and the music that we're putting out is a message of hope. Amen. And so, when I tell you God, when God does something, he does it right. And he lines it all the way up. And everything creates.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be interviewing with her tonight.
Story of a
Get that in your spirit. And for those of you who have been sitting on whatever God is calling you to do, it's time to get off of it. It's time to do what he's called you to. It's time to birth that thing. Many of you have been pregnant for too long. It's time to give birth to it. So we will see you guys. Oh, and Deidre, I have a guest coming up in 2 weeks. She actually has and I'm not going to give too much information, so I'm just going to say what the thing is, and I actually am declaring it for you. But her song, she was nominated for one of the Dove Awards for this year. She's a Dove Award nominee. So we're declaring that over you and your music. And so I'm excited about it because I think the Lord connected her. We connected about 2 years ago. And so we were just now able to get the interview set up now. So we give God praise for what he's doing.
Yes.
Amen. So, guys, y'all come on back and join us next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all want to go back and support A Message of Hope with my sister, Christina Lockett. In about an hour and 13 minutes, y'all can go on over to A Message of Hope with Christina Lockett. She will be on, DJ will be our guest over there tonight. We give God praise for the open doors and many, many more to you, okay? Thank you so much to each and every sponsor. We have Infographics for Audiology, Elder Cornelia Brown, who is with, she's a travel ambassador and business coach with Boomerang, Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta with Jillian Simpson, as well as, guys, don't forget to go get my copy of 21 Day Mind Detox Devotional. For those of you who say, oh, I don't like to read, guess what? You can take a page back. Come on now. Come on. That's something that we got to do for us. It's a part of self-care. Okay? We talked about that last week. So, I love you guys. I'll see you same time, same place next week. Thank you again, Deidre. Love you.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye.